conference will now be recorded.
All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's swimming pool technical advisory conference. We're getting some feedback from somebody. If we could get everybody to mute themselves for a moment, sometimes it comes in. The swimming pool tech meeting of February 23rd. First order of business is just be aware of background noise. Please state your name each time you speak, and especially making motions, and don't put your phones on mute. Rolling right along, we have, let's do a quick roll call. Commissioner Batts.
I'm here, Chip.
Jordan Clarkson.
I'm here, Chip.
Great. Ken Castanova from Mike Garasio.
I'm here.
All right. Jim LaPetre, we know will not be here. John O'Connor?
I'm here.
Very good, John. Jill Robinson?
I'm here.
Right. We know Bob Vincent will not be here. And is John, Whaler on? Waller. All right. Well, we do have five members of eight, so that is a quorum. So let's go ahead and get started. We've got Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Donna Marlita Peters, Chip Sellers, and Justin Vogel, representing DPR. Jim, you want to do the agenda minutes? You want me to just kind of fly, kind of move it quick?
Let's go ahead and fly through it, Jeff. I'll let you do it.
All right. Today's agenda is to provide the commission with your recommendation on the one comment submitted relative to this issue. Is there a motion to put the agenda as submitted, please, by name?
O'Connor, move the agenda.
Second, Batts.
We have a motion and second for O'Connor and Batts, respectively. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous. Now, you received or have seen electronically the January 25th, 2023 meeting minutes. Is there a motion or any revisions? Then a motion to
O'Connor move to approve.
Okay. At second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so briefly the process, we're going to get started with our main agenda item, which is to provide the commission with your recommendation. On this particular issue, we're going to be doing our normal code process. I'll introduce you and comment. Proponents will have an opportunity to speak from the public. Anybody in opposition will have a chance, but then we'll come back to the TAC, and the TAC should take action by either voting to recommend the commission approve the comment or deny the comment. Two-thirds is the thing. Just to set the stage for a second, as you recall, you met it on January 25th to provide the commission with your recommendations on the swim-up bar requirements that were put in from the Department of Health for the 7th edition, and you made a recommendation. And today you're being asked to make a recommendation for the commission for the 8th edition, which is the current one that we're in the process of developing for swim-up bar requirements. So you already have one. Hopefully they'll be consistent. With that, I'm going to turn it to Mo to provide an orientation to documents if you want to, Mo, and then we'll jump into it.
Good afternoon, Mo Madani. I think from the agenda as posted on the calendar, you should be able to go to mainly item 4. You click on the link there on item 4. That will take you to the code mod date, which has in it metrics, which has all the agendas for the committee, technical advisory committee, including the support materials, and those materials mainly is comment received on the 2023 update to the Florida Building Code, and as you see for a swimming pool, there is one comment in there. This comment was submitted by staff, and that's what I have for you. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go review the issue and then make the recommendation to either recommend approval of the comment or denial. The comment has been submitted by staff on the swim-up bar requirements. You approved language at, like I said, at the January 25th meeting for the 7th edition. I believe it's the same language as that, so that's what's being proposed for the 8th edition. Mo, do you want to go ahead and provide any information you want for this?
Yes, I think as Jeff stated, this is really mainly to allow such language to be included in the 2023 update to the Florida Building Code. As Jeff said, at the last January meeting, January 25th, you approved this language. This language that's really put together here is mainly consists of the code change SW10382 amendment A1 as approved by the commission last December, and also the related sections from the Department of Health rule for the swim-up bar provision. Is my understanding at this point that the Department of Health is still working on their rule, and it's my understanding that to this date is the rule is still has not been filed. So, however, as we move forward, this is the language. If all goes as intended and no concern, then this is what you see here is the language that you already approved last January. And this also will go to the commission on March 14th. And so that's what I have for you. Thank you.
All right. So does anybody from the public wish to comment in support of this comment? If you do, give me your name, and I'll. All right. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in opposition? All right. I'm going to come to the TAC then for your action. You can make a motion to recommend approval, or you can make a motion to recommend denial. Approval would be consistent with what you just did last month in terms of the 7th position. Members?
O'Connor, move to approve.
Second, Gerald Robinson.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second from Connor and Robinson, respectively, to recommend approval on the comment. Is there any discussion from TAC members? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Then it's unanimous. Just to double check, did John Waller join the call or not? All right, so then we have a unanimous 5-0 recommendation for approval. That's the only comment we have. Is there any other public comment or TACA staff member comment? Then
no,
Commissioner Batts. Commissioner Batts, if you would go ahead and adjourn us, please, sir.
No further business in front of the TAC. This meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.